听力课堂，听 class.com。
35. Executing meetings. Dialogue 1.
I call this meeting to order. Thank you all in attendance today. I know it's a busy day for you all. We have a lot of material to cover today. Did everyone get an agenda?
I need a copy of the agenda. Also, may I suggest something?I know we have many points to review today, but would it be possible to limit our meeting time to finish before 4 o'clock? Many of us still have a mountain of work to do before the day's end.
We should be able to finish everything up before then. Let's run through the major points first and see where we're at. The first matter of business is to approve the minutes of our last meeting.
I propose we accept the minutes.
Good. Do I have a second? I second. Motion carried. Now, next on our agenda is our budget review. Margaret, can you please fill us in on where the budget review stands?
I gave everyone a copy of the manual last week. We've had the review board going over everything, and they have come up with a final review.Here's a copy for everyone, and if you have any questions, you can talk to me after the meeting. Basically, the budget review has been completed, with maybe a few polishing details left.
What kind of action is required?
If everyone could take a look at the final review handout, if there are any objections or corrections, let me know. Next week, we can cast the final approval.Dialogue 2.
Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Can you give us an idea about the statistical analysis?
Our analysis shows that we are very competitive. If you refer to the last page of the handout, you will see a plot of our expenses versus our profits for the last quarter.Do you think it's necessary to go over the expenses more in detail?
Unless anyone has specific questions, let's move on to the next point. Motion to accept statistical analysis report?
I move to accept.
Second? I second. All in favor. Motion passed. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. We have all seen the performance review reports.But I would like to discuss in detail our human resources agenda. To get to the bottom of the issue, our problem with human resources is a lack of qualified applicants, as well as not enough incentives to current employees. I recommend management training for our executive staff. I'm sorry, I don't think I understand. Can you please elaborate? I'll explain again.Our human resources program is failing for a multiple number of reasons, but I think the most important issue here is lack of employee incentives.
¶¶